In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday after the feast, after the Nativity feast, after the Incarnation. And if we hear the Gospel for today, the first Sunday, and also the first Sunday in Tob, and if we try to find what is written and why it's written here, our church chose this gospel. And the gospel is reading about the enter of Jesus Christ to Egypt. In the time arrangement, it is not the time. We have to, for example, to read this gospel after 2 weeks from now. But why especially our church choose for especially this day or the first Sunday after the Incarnation? And as we know, that the arrangement of the reading of our Coptic Church, it is not like suddenly or for example, they choose random. No, they have an aim, they have a target for each reading, and every reading and every day, it have a target. First of all, after the Incarnation, the Jews, for example, they expect that the king of God, the king of kingdom, the king of Jews only, for the Jews only. That's why they think about Jesus Christ, he the king of Jews only. That's why the arrangement of the reading for today, for example, it's coming after the Incarnation, and to tell us about, sorry, it's not only for Jews, no, it's for all the people, for all the Gentiles. That's why we read now, for example, this gospel for today, it's only about the entry of Jesus Christ to Egypt. And if we open, for example, the Pauline epistle today, and we know that there is almost each day in the reading, we have to find a line, a line common between all the readings. For example, if we open the Pauline, if we open for example, the Acts or upon the Gospel for today, we'll find a line, common line between all the readings. And let's, for example, take a small verses from the Pauline Epistle of today. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Then he said, now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of the God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers. Then and said finally in the Pauline, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this reason I will confess to you among to the Gentiles and sing to your name. It means that God is for all the people. That's why also St. Paul said in his today in Pauline Epistle, we hear that God came for all the people. He's not came only for like a small people or a small group, like a Jews only. No, he came for all the people. And also it's written, for example, he took also some verses from the Old Testament when he said, like, and again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And also again, pray the Lord, all you Gentiles, loud him, all you peoples. It means that if we look to God, he almost came for the Jews, yes, but he chose only a group to appear to them, and also not appear only. He needed to declare himself to all the people, but he chose only a small group and give them all his love, and he gave also all the dominions, and he gave to them the safety, and he tried to prepare themselves for the Incarnation. He tried to prepare the Jews for like 100 years, and he tried to prepare that I'm coming. You have to wait me. and you have to accept me. You have to know that I'm coming after a few years. But the problem that the Jews didn't accept this. Even God tried to choose the people, and he tried to talk to us, but at some point, we closed our heart and we didn't hear his voice. And this is the same what happened with the Jews. If we, for example, what they did before, and we said, like, if you see what they did with Jesus, but obviously, if we're looking to ourselves, maybe at some point or at some times we do the same. We close our eyes and we didn't see him. Sometimes someone come to me, I cannot hear the voice from God. I never hear his voice. And he asked me how I can hear his voice. We have to talk to him in first and to accept his voice. What the meaning of accept his voice? Accept his voice that I have to be focus on my life. For example, by the end of the day, I have to do like evaluation, what I did all the day. Then after that, I do some evaluation in my life. After this, I try to see how God tried to talk to me during the day. And this is very important. And also, if we are looking to Jesus, if, for example, the Jews said to us, okay, Jesus come for Jews only, and we can reply on him on them like, no, Jesus also tried to talk to the Gentiles or to other people, like the Samaritan woman. It is not from the Jews. And also, for example, he talked with a lot of people, not only for Jews. Then that's mean that God or Jesus Christ tried to talk to all the people together. And for example, if we go also to that's why also after Jesus Christ sent all the disciples and apostles to all among the world, he said to them, please preach my name to all the people, to the Jews and outside, to go, for example, to all the world, to all the people. The problem that in first 5 years, the disciples didn't go to anywhere. Only they tried to preach only the Jews only. 5 years from 30 to 35, the year 35, they tried to preach, but they preach only inside Jerusalem. Then after this, we have St. Paul came, and he said, I know now what Jesus said. We have to change our life. We have to change our mission. Our mission now to talk to all the people. And there's like debate between the apostles. It's right or no. But if we're looking to what Jesus said, it means that we have to preach to all the people and we have to accept the voice of God. That's why this is the first mission of the apostle to go outside or Jerusalem, and they preach on the name of God. And also, if we can say like this in Catholic epistle today, that's why I told you, like, we have a line, a common line between all the readings. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. We are all children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it had not known him. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil one are manifest, however, does not practice righteousness, is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. It's mean also, if we are the son of God, if we are the child of God, then we are different from the other people. My mission and your mission is to preach the name of God to all the people. But in first, because we are the children of God, we have to love all together. You cannot believe when he said like this, "For this is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." It means that if God loves us all a lot of, he gives us a lot of love, and we are the children of God, we are also the children of love. Nobody can judge other. No one can judge other. Only God who can judge, and it's not now. And it is not at all for the time being. After we meet him, he will judge us. No one can judge the other because we have sins. Everyone have sins. How I can judge the other? How I can say to other, you are wrong or you are very bad? Even he's not in the church, even he's not take a communion, we never know what he's inside. We are the children of God. And we cannot judge the other. He give us the love, and we have to continue his mission to love the other. This is the target of today. If God loved all the people, and he sent the apostles and all the disciples to all the world to preach his name, it means that he can accept all the people, all the Gentiles. It means also, if God accepts all the Gentiles, why I cannot accept the other? If God accepts all the people, why I have to judge the other? We are all children, even the problem that we are in a status we judge the Christians together. We are, in some people in the church, and they judge together. And we judge also for other people outside. Then we take the position of God. You are the right, and you are bad. From where I can know who is right and who is the bad? What I do only, I try to love him. And when he see the love on my face, and he see Jesus Christ on my face, he will come back to the bosom of Father. That's why this is the message of today from the Gospel. Jesus came to Egypt, and he sent a message, a clear message. I am for all. I accept all the people. And you have to accept all the people. And please, we have not judge. We cannot judge the other. That's why God sent this message today, maybe to help us only to know that from his love, we can also love the other and love all the people and love all together to live in peace and love. Glory be to God forever. Amen.